Well, to deal with the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippurim and the Slichos, what the Slichos are, and also the idea of Tzitzit. Okay. Let me start with the Okay, so we'll start with the Rambam and the Parag Gimel. The Rambam deals with what happens to individuals and also communities in terms of the Gzar Din between Hashem and Yom Kippur. Around 4 years. Ram says, Ram says, Yeshikoch, Ram is in Parag Gimel, Allah Gimel. Ram says, yes. The Kishim Shishakim, the Chiris Adam, of the Shashmi Sash, it's just like at the time when a person dies. So his avarice and his mitzvahs are waived, so to speak. Kach to call son of Hashem or Sokin of Onus Kalecha Rechim Boi Olam. So too, on every year, every person is judged. In Zichu Yosef, Kalecha Boi Olam, Sokin of Onus Kalecha Rechim Boi Olam, in Zichu Yosef, the way his merits against his virus, his mitzvah against his chosen against his defect, the Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. Alright? So this is done every year on Rosh Hashanah. Now, Mishanim for Tzadik, the person is found to be a Tzadik Nechtam L'chaim. So this is immediately sealed for life. And Mishanim for Rosh Hashanah Nechtam L'mishan. The person is considered evil, sealed immediately for death. V'abinimi, and the in-between person, calling us our Yom Kippur. So his state is, he is in a state of suspension. His judgment is suspended. In other words, he's like in a state of limbo till Yom Kippur. He must have killed that, the person repented, Nechtam L'chaim. So then he too is sealed for life. Then Rav, but if he didn't do Tshuva, Nechtam L'chaim. So then his Zagin will be for death. Okay. Now, I understand, of course, that the idea that these things aren't as simple as they appear. And even though, like, the feel of the Masana Pekah, you can't take it from there, and it's a simple plain meat. The reason why they did it that way was that they want to make everybody have some idea that there is a din. But the way it works is not, we don't understand so well. Okay. But we know that there is a Psa'din, and we know that, basically we know like this, that there is a Psa'din, and that it depends upon the nature of the person, and that there is a L'chaim, and there's a L'malas. So L'chaim means it's a benefit, for good. Doesn't necessarily mean physical life. Tosha says it means chayim, doesn't mean physical life. Because chayim means the ultimate good. Okay. So at any rate, I mean, I don't want to get involved in all the different questions, you know what I mean? That Rishonim is Rishonim talk about, doesn't mean the person is necessarily the questions of Russia. Yeah, we don't know what a person is chosen, we don't know how God judges, how he judges, we don't know. We just know there's a judgment, and we know that the judgment is in accordance with a just one, in accordance with what the person deserves, merits. Okay. Now, there's one question, however. It is, I mean, the example that the Rambam explains is correct, but we have to understand that it's a basic muscle, but the example is an accurate one. So we say Beinoni. Beinoni means a person that is in the middle. What the range is of a Beinoni, we don't know, but there is such a phenomenon as a Beinoni. Okay. The Rambam says that a Beinoni means that his veros are equal to his tefillos. Okay. Now, the Rambam says like this, that if a person is a Beinoni, so then it's Kohen. tell him he's away from him to fancy. If he does tshuva, then it's fine. If he doesn't do tshuva, then it's me. Okay, fine. Now, the question is like this. The question they ask is the famous question. The question they ask is, why do we say that if he's a Benin, so if he does tshuva, so then he's going to be nachum l'chaim, right? But if he doesn't tshuva, nachum l'misa. So, the question they ask is, that the Gemara says that God is Mata Klapa Chesed. As it's 50-50, God is Mata Klapa Chesed. So he gets the benefit of God, so to speak. God permits him to exist. Mata Klapa Chesed. So why does he have to do this? That means he doesn't do this. That's one. Another question they ask is like this. So they answer like this. They say, the reason is because this Lachem Mishnah. Lachem Mishnah says the reason is follows. Because since it's a chiyuv to do tshuva, but if he doesn't do tshuva, so now he's not a benny anymore. Now he waited over to the side of 5149. He's in trouble. You see? That's the answer to Lachem Mishnah. Okay. That's machlekes. When Kippur is machlekes without tshuva, that's Rebbe also right. We don't know that right. Okay. But, alright. But. Yeah, Yom Kippur machlekes without tshuva. Yeah. But that's Bishman, that's Bishman, Bishman. So he says, yes, we're a couple of shots. That's what we're going to do. Right? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's what they want to say. Others ask the question like this. They say that if he's 50-50, why do you have to say that if he do tshuva that he's going to be nachum l'chaim? Why don't you say simply that if he did one mitzvah, then nachum l'chaim is not a ben anymore, because 50-50 is a ben anymore. So it should say if he did a mitzvah, so then he's not a ben anymore. And basically, that's what they're saying. In the answer, Lachem Mishnah is saying. In other words, Lachem Mishnah is saying that if he doesn't do tshuva, so then he's going to weigh the scale over in favor of being a rasha. So therefore, being a chayim nisa. So the question you could ask is a very simple question: why does he have to do tshuva? Why don't you say if he did a mitzvah, tremendous mitzvah, that will weigh the scale? Why only tshuva? So some want to say that the reason is that if he doesn't do tshuva, that kind of avera is the most horrible avera. But all right, then you're weighing things, becomes very difficult to weigh. So what is it? Mitzvah, so tremendous mitzvah. Why should it be? Oh, that's one thing. Another question I'd like to ask is from the Gemara in Yuma. Okay, there's an interesting Gemara in Yuma. Gemara in Yuma discusses what the Vidu is. The end of the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara discusses what is the Vidu? Okay, the Gemara family was felt this important to what the Vidu is. Alright? It's the Pesach and Beis. Almost the last, it's the last blot actually. The only before the last in Yuma. Okay? So the Gemara says, yes. The Gemara says, it's an interesting Gemara. First the Gemara tells you when you have to be Mitzvada. The Gemara says, you must be Mitzvada not by Yom Kippur, but before Yom Kippur. Alright? That's an important halacha. Why? Because when Yom Kippur arrives, and it's mentioned in time. When Yom Kippur arrives, you're supposed to be already a Shah. It's not a halacha that you're supposed to be Kiv on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you're supposed to be a Shah. So in order to be a Shah, a person that has done Shiva, you must start in before Yom Kippur. Because when you start in Yom Kippur, the moment Yom Kippur enters, you're not a Shah. But the law is that the Kedushas Hayom should be found to take place simultaneously with your state of being itself. So that's why you have to start in yourself. So that's why it says you do Vidui before Yom Kippur. So actually you do right before Yom Kippur, be good enough. But no, we're afraid that the plain shot in the man, not like the Rambam, like all the others, one other reference, we're afraid that during the Suda, the drink too much, or carried away, and therefore, So the Gemara says, so after that, the Gemara says, what is the Vidui? The Shir Sivan Menta. Reichen Omer, Yochel Achat Tilaso, the Shir Sivan Menta. Now the Gemara says like this. My, what is the Vidui? So the Gemara says, My Omer, what does he say? What does the Vidui say? The Gemara says, Omer Rav, after the day was the Omer. So you know, he says, after the day was the Omer, so this is the Chai, fine. And then he says, "Shmuel Amar no, mimamake halei." What exactly that is, I'm not too sure about, but it has something to do with it's similar. But I'll tell you a day of mamake halei. What exactly it is not so strict, not elaborate. The lady Amar is a sarasa kasarana. Lady says that what does the person say? He says a sarasa in the Torah. It says what is in the Torah? The vayam is a yachata lechem kasher in the Torah. The Torah is not in the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan, Ribon HaOlamim. This one is Ribon HaOlamim, Lo Tukasim, and Nachman Pim, to the Bachmanei Lechonecho, Shalachonecho Rabbi. Okay? Now, Shalachonecho Rabbi. And Rabbi Hidama, what is the video? Kevon Hosseini Rebbe Milino Shechat Hosseini Osu Mesapa. Shechatim, the two great accounts. And our iniquity is too numerous, yeah. Rav Amnuna Omar Elokai Ashelon Natsati Eina Chagai V'achtos Natsati Kilo Natsati, that's what we have, okay? Kilo Natsati Ochanu B'chayoi Kavachim Nisosi Eina Chnefes Nimoi Vusho Chimo Eina Chnefes Lech Ta'od Nefes Nimoi Vachmach Rama Alvay Dereshim Ochan Yom. Okay, that's it. And then the Gemara says, then the Gemara says this. V'haino vidui the Rav Akiva Shata. Rav actually can vidui the Rav all year long. With the Rav Amir Zuto b'yome Kippur. He was the only thing in Kippur. Now, the Gemara says, Oma Mazit, lo amo and elegi lo oma aval anachnu chatana. This is what he didn't say aval anachnu chatana. Aval oma aval anachnu chatana. You see what the... He doesn't say anymore. So what is aval anachnu chatana? Not clear what Aval Nachman Chatanu means. Is it include Hashem Begadnu? Does it or just he just says those words? Aval Anachnu. We have Aval Seinu Chatanu. Okay, the Rav says that the Jews, the right Jews is Aval Seinu, not just Aval Nachman. But the Pasuk says Vadu Atavonim Vatavon Avos. So it's Aval Nachman Aval Seinu Chatanu. It means to say it's a Pasuk. It's Vadu Atavonim Vatavon Avos. What it means to say is that when Klal Yisrael will be tshuva, not only will it be tshuva on the fact that they deviated from the course that their fathers taught them, but they'll be tshuva on the fact that they followed a lot of things that their fathers taught them, which is wrong. So this tshuva is something that demands that we do the correct thing. So just because people are tend to feel that if their fathers did something that is right, I follow the method of my father. It depends if he was a Talmud Chacham, you know, he did the right thing, he's very nice. But if he did the wrong thing, he's an Avera. Well, the Shlagos is only one version. You have to do tshuva both ways. You have to do tshuva to do what God wants us. Sometimes people have parents that deviate from the test. They have to do tshuva because they follow them. Like Avon Avera. Sometimes we have to do tshuva because they didn't follow them, because they had the right Messiah. So that's what the prophet says. That's why the real verse is the Rav mentioned Aval Nachman Aval Seinu Chatanu. Okay. So what I want to understand is like this. What is the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is, what is the Vidui? Okay? Now the answer should be, if somebody would ask you, what is Vidui? What would you say? Say, it's very simple. Very simple. You take a look in the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam has Zochus Kiyah. The Rambam has a whole 10 Prakim on Kiyah, all right, where the Rambam explains exactly what tshuva is. And right in the beginning he says the mitzvah, sasaylus, vados, a person has to say vidin. What is the vidin? What is the vidin? Take from his father. So the answer is, he says, Omer, Ono Hashem, Chotasi, Yavisi, Chotati, Lechanecha, Vasisi, Kafaka, Varei Nichamti, Yabosti, Bumasai, Ule'olam, and Yichazi, Davazer. Vizeh, Yikrisho vidin. That's right. Vidu is a formula. Vidu is what is Vidu? Vidu is Shiva. It's verbalizing. It's a verbalization of the person that's a Shav with regard to what he changed his mind about in his life. And he's correcting his life now. So we know what the formula is. The formula is, and yes, everybody did, he has to say, but he asks God, he says before God that he did an avera, and he's sorry that he did it. He won't do it again. He's refraining the people from doing it, and it means that it's a course of faith. He recognizes what he did is wrong, and not only does he recognize that it's wrong, but he's going to leave this action in the future. He's not going to perform this action anymore. That's the formula. Those are the formulas we do. The rational formula is this. I mean, how could it be otherwise? It has to be otherwise. So what is the Gemara bothering with the Vidu? The Gemara says, Avala Nachtu Chatano, and the, all these other things. Alright? Now the Rambam also has that. It's interesting, the Rambam also has that. The Rambam says that where the Rambam has the Vidu of the call, he says like this. It's in Perek Bei, it's Halacha Zion. I'm sorry, Halacha Ches. Avidu Shenogu Bo. First Ram says you have to say Vidu. He gives also in Zion, you have to say Vidu. Then he says, Avidu Shenogu Bo Kol Yisrael. What is the Vidu that everybody says? It's Avon Nachna Fatanu. Ruik Avidu. Ruik Avidu. That's it. Alright. So, I mean, I don't understand what happened to Aziva Sachet. I guess the simple question, I'd like to understand, what is, let's take the, say the Vidu Zavol Nachna Chatanu. Is Zavol Nachna Chatanu qualified for Vidu? Not what the Rambam says in Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, here's the formula. Yeah, you have to say what you did wrong, of course. I mean, without saying you did wrong, there's nothing. But it's not enough to say that you did wrong. What do you have to say? La'ola mei yichozu l'davar zeh. I'm not going to do this anymore. The person in the Rambam has a case. The Rambam says, a person that realizes he did wrong, there is such a psychological phenomenon. Person can realize he did wrong, but he's not so sure about the future what's going to happen. Will he be able to avoid it in the future? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. It's a psychological phenomenon. The person can do such a state. He might not be able to avoid it in the future, but he recognizes right this moment is wrong, 100% wrong. He hopes he never has a situation that he has to confront this again, but he can't honestly say if the situation arises that he's definitely not going to do it. Is that a tshuva or not? What is that? No, not true. That's what Rami says. The tshuva has to be that he chazal davazet. That's what Rami says here. Kol mitzvah b'lido v'zvorim v'lo don b'lido lazo v'reza ben yichol v'shayet v'yero. Shina k'ulam ha'lasho achi yish achi yash v'chasheret. Because there's umode v'ozeh v'yiruchon. Who is the person that is going to be, so to speak, is going to have God's mercy, is a person who is Moda, yeah, he admits what he did, but he's Ozeh, that means he abandons it. If he doesn't abandon, then there's nothing. He's going to continue, he doesn't know, he can't guarantee what's going to happen in the future. A lot of times people say, look, as long as I can't guarantee what's going to happen. That's not true. That's not true. So how could it be, Avala Nachno, Ravaseinu, Fatan? Where's the Aziz Tachot? It's a simple question. Even if you say the whole Ashamnu, I don't believe it says the Ashamnu. It doesn't say a word about his Ashamnu. The Ashamnu, but God knows the Zalmu, the Wanda, the Zalmu, 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 the You're saying that we turned away from all the commandments, and whatever you do, that's right. Yeah, There's no, I don't see, what does it say? That the person, what does it say? That the person is the Lolan and the Chazal Dover Zeh? It's a funny kind of thing. All right? Okay. Yes. What's next? As a matter of fact, further, it's even worse. Because you say, that's what you say, Fasana, what's the name? Rishana, Fasana, Lachon, Lonasan. The same Belibeinu Laza of Derech Elisha. Please give into our hearts we should abandon our wicked ways. The Chish Lanu Yesha. So we're not doing anything. We're saying to God, please help us abandon our ways. And that's it, it's your problem. You know, this is your problem. Funny kind of leader, that kind of leader. And I just simply want to say plain shot. It's not a question that takes a lot of thought to figure this question out. I just don't understand, what is the Gemara saying here? The whole idea of Vidui, there seems to be Ikra Chasim, and so forth. The whole formula is missing from the Vidui. What kind of a phenomenon? What kind of phenomenon? Yeah, it doesn't say a thing, it just says that the Vidui. The Gemara says, there's Machlokes. There's Machlokes. Machlokes in the Gemara. The Gemara says, one Malay Salah, that's Machlokes. But then the Gemara has other mandamim also. Let's take some of the other mandamim. Let's take one as we know. Ata yerdeya raza alam, v'salumo siswe kolchai, ein davar nela mimeto, vein nista minegere nefa. Right? Think of the Gemara, someone came with, I'd shit tislach lana, sinfa lana, sinfa lana, that's it. Think of the Gemara, I'll take it in that. Alright? So now, that also doesn't seem to work. Is the formula. I'll tell you there was one. What else you have? One mandama said that you say, all you have to say is this, the Elatai, Ashkenazati. What does that say? Ashkenazati, I'm not a bani, Vashkenazati. Often the Chaya, I'm nothing, Tavachim is saucy, I'm asking God that I shouldn't continue to sin anymore. Doesn't it say that he's singing the person that he's misguided? And this and that's left out, the Mashach, the person of whatever I have seen already, Mechoik, Rechanecha, Rabin, Avaloy, the Yisurim, Rechawai, Rabin. It shouldn't give me any serious punishments. So, the Mashach, this is the Tshuva, we know the Lacha, this is the Tshuva, so you won't get any punishments. Except in certain cases, there's something of error. But that's not going to help you. I mean, you can't do anything about that. It's a fixed system. God works with a system. God just operates arbitrarily. We know there's a system where he relates to man in a certain way, a certain system. And I want to mention this. But it's not a machlokes between the Kabbalists and the philosophers. There's a big machlokes in arguments and yadas. But nobody argues about one thing, that there's a certain system that God relates to the universe with. He relates to the universe with a system. The question is what that system is. But to say that God just does things haphazardly, capriciously, that's dumb crazy. Nobody thinks that except the simpleton. Okay? So we know there's a system that he relates to us in a certain way, that we have to try to understand and gain knowledge of the system in order to perfect ourselves. But this is what kind of a tool is? What does it mean? What does it mean? And monitor. You think you're fine. You think you're not going to help you. What's the truth? What is the truth? Okay? What is the truth? There's another question also. So this question will start showing you that there's something else doing here. You see, it seems that there's something else doing here in Yom HaKippurim that we're not fully cognizant about. We're not fully cognizant about. Alright? Excuse me? Rams on coming out from exactly. That's right. First one of those. Okay. Now, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, what is the thing you say, Slufus? What's the essence of the Slufus? The essence of the Slufus is Yidgin and Midas. Yidgin and Midas. What are Yidgin and Midas? Hashem, Hashem, Parachim, Rachanim. So what does it mean? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Vayavah, Hashem, Alpano, Vayitra. The Gemara says, it wasn't the Pasuk said that you could never say something. Ayav Hashem Alponov, what does he mean Alponov? The Prince of Alponov, the Maisha. Ayav Hashem Alponov on his own Alponov. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, if it wasn't a Pasuk until you couldn't say this. Whenever the Gemara says it, what it means to say is like this. It means to say that the statement is an anthropomorphism. It means to say that it talks about God as if, so to speak, a muscle, it makes a muscle out of God. We can't do it, we're not allowed to do that. Because then you're indicating in some way that God is some physical property, or you're equating him to what we perceive of our senses, which is the highest, the most sacrilegious act a person can do, nowadays. Okay? So, but the Pasuk has a record. The Pasuk sees there's a problem. The problem is that the problem is that people are not on an abstract level. People are physical. Most people are certainly not on a very high level. So the only world they know is the world of the senses. Everybody is a great genius and a great physicist, that he sees the world, the mathematical world, before his eyes. He's not in the abstract. The world of the abstract isn't real to him. In the real world, things are the physical world. But yeah, just maintains that that's not true. The physical world is only delusion. Only delusion. It has to do with the interaction between the external world and our senses. But it's not real. The real world is the world of thought, the world of ideas. Okay. And God is the ultimate reality. So he's the father to me from the world. So, but the thing is that Yah just can't relate to anybody on that level, because it's only going to relate to a few people in the world from the time of the creation. Relate to a few people. So Yah just had to do something. So Yah just was not here to speak about God as if, Kaviyoha, as if, in order for a person to know this is not, but there's some idea here that I should be aware of. You say that's why you say the otherwise you couldn't say a lot. Many people you say Yad Hashem, all these things are. But the Torah, God has to give the matter, because you're dealing in an area, it's a borderline area. We can't decide this area. We can't make any decisions in this area. It's a dangerous area. So the Torah has to make the decision. That's what we want. The Mo'e Mikra Kosher is the Yeshalom. The Pasuk didn't say, we wouldn't say something. We wouldn't have a right to do it. Make the decision. But the Pasuk says, they all come from like Yeshalom, so isn't it? It's not to be taken literally, but it means he demonstrated to Moshe in some way what the idea really is. What do they say? They should say you're going to need it. Hashem, Hashem. What does it mean, Hashem, Hashem? I knew you called him Shiachta Adam. I am God before man does man sins. Midas Rashita. Midas Rachim. Anim Rachim Kodim Shechta. I have Rachmanis on the person before he sins. Anim Rachim Acha Shechta. In Yashua. If he repents, then I'm a Rachim again. That's a Rachim. That's the meaning of the name. So if we say those Yachim Midas, so then God is Merachim. And it helps in the outcome of our verdict. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. This was the secret that God told Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. It's on Daf Zion and Beis Nachman. Okay. This was the revelation by Yahweh Hashem Kana Vayita. He showed Moshe Rabbeinu an idea. He didn't know about it. Moshe didn't know about it. So we use that idea in the Slichus. And that's why we say Slichus. The right way is to say Slichus in the form also. Even though they took it out of the mantra, put it back in the mantra. The Rav mentioned this, because that's the Iker, the Gemara, for Gemara. Okay. So my question again is a simple one. What is this new mechanism? What do we need it for? We have a very simple thing. The Rambam explains, a person does not know that. There's a logical formula. God doesn't want to punish a person because he did something wrong, because he can't do anything wrong against God. And you do something wrong, it's against yourself. So that means that the moment you do something wrong, the state of your soul is corrupt. So if you change it, you abandon what you've done, and now you make a change, so now the state of the soul is not corrupt anymore, so that's it. It was very simple thing. What could be more logical than that? So either you do truly or don't do truly. You can tell me that, if it's speaking where you do truly, so what do you need? You're going to need us for? You do truly. If it's speaking, Kozman shall you throw a hope in Yasu the Fana Kaseda as well. No! Kozman shall throw a hope in Yasu the Shiva, when the angel calls him the Shiva, or any man is with him. So if they did Shiva, you don't need it. If they didn't do Shiva, so it shouldn't do it. The Rambam says ultimately a person is not sure of a mode there's a old day. As a matter of fact, that's what Hashem Hashem means. Hashem Hashem means that a new Hashem Amarachim on a person before he goes Shiva. And I'm before he's a chotan, sorry, and I'm a racham on a person who does tshuva after he's a chotan. If he does tshuva, if he doesn't do tshuva, I'm a racham on. So what if he, so he doesn't do tshuva, what do you have to do after he's a chotan? Isn't it? Okay? Two questions. If he didn't, if he wasn't a chotan, you could understand that the Shiva, what it means is that actually, you see, there's one thing that has to become clear over there. There are two things, and this we spoke about last year, that if a person does Shiva, so one thing is that the state of the soul is perfected, and insofar as the state of the soul is perfected, he's a different individual. And in this way, all the happiness and the bliss that will result from a perfected soul that he's going to receive is a natural phenomenon. That's the way God ordered the universe. That's one thing. But then we live in a time and space, and we have a temporal existence. And so far as this temporal existence is concerned, there are many, many factors involved. And that's why Hashgacha Hashem is so important to us, because if the person has Hashgacha, he's fortunate, he has Hashgacha. So he comes to the right life. This is the biggest blessing, but it depends upon, unfortunately, the physical beings, and it depends upon physical phenomena. So this is the fact that we are so weak and we depend on physical phenomena, I mean, is something that demands that we look for our bracha. I say unfortunately, I don't mean ultimately. I mean, you think about it. Because you can't tell them that's God's will. But the... But this is what we are, and that's why we ask for a desire being means that a person in his right mind, every person in his right mind, would ask for the most beneficial state for himself. What person would be? So we ask God to create situations that are beneficial for us, and we should avoid situations that are harmful for us. That's us, Hashgacha, and that's with regard to the Pesachim. It's possible, for instance, in other words, like the Gemara says. The Gemara says that if a person does tshuva, he's always mumcha. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he's jogging from sin. That's why it's important to do tshuva at this moment, before you enter the Torah. If you do it now, so then the jogging is changed. But if the jogging is already established, and you do tshuva, so you have the benefits of being a perfected person. But what is going to happen, how your fate is sealed, it can't affect. The only one that could change the jogging, the Gemara says, is the tshuva. Tshuva, anytime. Anytime a tshuva does tshuva, it doesn't matter. The jargon is revoked from that. But a yachid doesn't have that ability. He doesn't have that power. He's dependent upon the jargon. The jargon is given out, that's it. The best tshuva is fine. But he can't effectuate a change in the jargon. He's an olam haba, of course, his soul will reap the highest benefits. But the way his soul exists in this world, that he can't change. That he can't change. That's what the jargon is going to do. That's what the Gemara says. All right. I'm not saying, I'm just telling you this is what the Gemara says, but there are a lot of different points with regard to this. I mean, I can't elaborate, there's places and there's a lot of we can't talk about. Yeah, I don't want to make the area seem like a simple area, but I'm just telling you this is the basic statement of the Gemara. Okay. Yes. Good observation. The Gemara says that you're going to need this for a rabbi. That's good. That's why the rabbi said, you can't get this. So what can't just with yourself in the morning. Speak is not the other tzibur, right? That's why we try to start with the tzibur. Because with the tzibur we have an advantage. That God listens to a tzibur, and we're part of the tzibur, so a wise individual, an intelligent person, will become part of the tzibur. He doesn't want to have his own stuck in. I mean, his own stuck in to be against the sin. He wants to be a part of the tzibur. So this way he partakes in the benefit of the tzibur. That's the whole idea of many people, the time of tzibur. The tzibur. The special team to the unit. Alright, now. One question. So the question I'm asking is Mimonasha. Why don't we say the same thing with regard to Shiva and not the Shiva? Hey, what is it? Well, what kind of thing is it? Alright, that's my question with regard to you giving me this. You gonna need something else? Right. Now if you take a look, as a matter of fact, in the thesis itself, you'll see that the idea of Shiva is not really clear. It doesn't say Mitzvah when he is a symbol here. But many of the circles seem to indicate that you're not doing it. Alright? Yeah. You say, for instance, Manon is not a shirt in the room, Manasak is not a shirt in cotton. And there's not a thing I can imagine that man's father. And then the Pella Hoshi will make such a holy note. Because I seen a red in the window, because I seen a red in the shop there. I don't know, right? Yeah. And the man, Shinnah Chodeshim Chayinu, the Tukesh Chatech in the Torah Nasein. Many, many Shriha people will be saying this. The man Chodeshim is a lot of money. Then, it's straight through. You look through, Zechor HaChimah Chodeshim 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 Aber also, die Schicht ist Kekla am Alchanech, ist die Schicht ist Kekla Dabar Melch. Sie ist in Jodin, die ist erst nach Kenny. Sie ist der Dabar Melch, die Fala Yato. Das ist sehr, sie ist in Jodin, die ist erst nach Kenny, und was man sagt ist, Gamm in Zeydem Chasech al Zeydem. Sie ist in Jodin, die ist erst nach Kenny, und was man sagt ist, sie ist ein Mistake. You shouldn't hold me accountable for the mistake. I should, it's not my fault. Not the minister of Nakani. Okay, fine. Makes sense. But Gam Mizegim Chasech HaKadosh. He says, also from these things, donors, you should protect me. Al Yim Shiluvu. Right? Oz Eisom, the Kesu Pesaro. What does Eisom mean? It means the kind of common man. It's the same kind of thing. And Rashi says, Rashi, what kind of fool is this? Rashi says, Dara Melech is like a peddler. No, a beggar. First the beggar goes to the house and he has to drink the water. And he didn't drink the water, he says, look, you have a little vegetable or something. And he gives left, he says, how about some salt? And so he says, you know, if you have bread, it's not... yeah, so you haven't got any bread. So he says, that's the same way Dara Melech is in his power. Gam Mizeydim Chasech HaKadosh, but he starts off with Shvius Mileven, and starts making it up to the father of Yosef, so he didn't have to build okay. It's also from the world. Okay. Punish it. You do chew. You don't chew. It's not just a tzibah, it's a yachar also. This is a Yishiyach Tzikecha, Ma'al Sanecha. Yishiyach Tzikecha, Dabar Ma'al Sanecha. Okay. It says, I can't say anything. Alakai Beishi, Ezra Sechon, Alakai Beishi, Nesanti Lahorim, Alakai Panei Alecha. Why can't I not send the Yodin to my Lerosh? Why can't I send the God Lava Shemayim? I told the Kashi Yichas Kana Lecha Merecha Panei Lecha 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 Panei. Yeah. It's an interesting thing. Pliny told me the questions whether you save your son three times or whether you save your son once. So in the second half, I mean, you're right, you need to see the two are dead in pain. But they bring down that there's an affair from the dead, you only say it once before. Question, right? The doctors say it once. You know, it's something that's difficult to know whether, CDC's in Spurum. I don't know whether it is or something, but not, I mean, I can't say, I didn't investigate. But you see that the Vasa Gwari said in the culture, the Chain Ogin do three times, not very long. That's what I'll say three times. If you're more so, you say three times. Maybe we'll take time. What I'd like to just talk about briefly is the concept of Shiva Kwari. Okay? But what is Tshuva is an interesting thing. What is Tshuva? Tshuva means what at three times. So the question, of course, is what are you trying to do? You're never really a perfected individual. So what is the Tshuva that you're trying to do? You're trying to what? What is it you're trying to do? What? You're trying to God. push it out of the similar cup. You can't do that. But there's an interesting thing, because we know, and we're saying the Kalis of Manifest is in one of the Slichas, I spoke about it before I came on, so one of the Slichas has it openly, and we say it in the Atta of Delta. By the way, Atta, what is Atta of Delta in the Ilu? What is Atta of Delta? What is Atta of Delta? Well, what kind of a Tfilah is Atta of Delta? What's the answer? Atta of Delta is Slichas for Ilu. How do you know it's Slichas? Because you say it at the end of this manasseh, you don't say it until the middle. Only the Shas says it in the middle. And the Shas always says, every Slichas he says in the middle. The Yochid says it, that's what the Gemara says. The Yochid says it after the Tfilah, the Shas says it in the middle. Atta of Delta, we say after Nila, the Shas says it during Nila. So you see, Atta of Delta is Nila. And what does Atta of Delta say? Atta of Delta, in this measurement, to Nila, we need to be eating off. Atta, you know that we are Rima of the Talaya, all these things. It doesn't say, Anachna for the Anachna Kosh, Anachna the Tiva, and you don't say a word about that. Not a word about that. Not a word. Now, if you're going to tell me, by the way, that Zubi is not Shiva, we also have a problem. Why? Because the Rambam seems to take it for granted that Zubi is Shiva. Not only with regard to, what? With regard to the Fisal Shiva, but with regard to Yamak Purim also. How do you know the Rambam is Zubi is Shiva? Because the Rambam says like this. He says that a person that does Shiva, in mitzvahs, Vavtish is not a... Yes, and there, yes. Slowly. Aveish is father land beyond Kornze, Chosen is father land beyond Kornach. That's in Ches. The same halacha, where he mentions the Vidui that everybody's knowing, Anachnu, Aval Nachnu Katan. In that next line, his next two or three words, Aveish is father land beyond Kornze, Chosen is father land beyond Kornach. Afa pishoomid bishuvasa, shinema, ki pishoi and the aid of a chatosi negisamit. So what does it seem to indicate? That Vidi is Shiva. It's not so easy to say that Vidi is not Shiva. The funny thing, when you look at the Vidi, it doesn't say anything about Shiva. And yet the Vidi is Shiva. Alright. Yeah. So, let me just talk to you. You say that what is Shiva? Shiva means to return. To return with. The blessed of Hashem, to return to God. But we know that we can't do anything for God. There's nothing we can do that helps us. Anything we do helps ourselves. We used to say in the Sufis, and we say in the Delta, and it's saving God. Okay. So what does it mean? So it means that we do choose a why for ourselves. Okay? That is the question. You do choose yourself. How do you think of that? Yourself, Hashem, Rachamayu. How do you think of yourself? So what does it mean?
Yes, 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 yes,
that's right. So what does it mean? Let me have a simple question. The answer is very simple. The answer is because if a person's natural state is with my Hashem, that's his natural state. Okay? That's his natural state is before God. The person didn't have something driving him in the other direction. Driving him away, he would be with my Hashem. And that's what it means, Russia will Hashem. It doesn't mean you start up a Russia. But I was there and now I'm coming back. Because you weren't there, because you must want to give up the soul before it was born. I mean, okay, I mean, I'm not saying it can't, but that's it doesn't seem to be a shock. Russia will Hashem. But Russia means like this. Shiva means that Yadis recognized in a person's nature a unique phenomenon. And that is that there are forces driving him away. His natural state is with Hashem. That's the most effective thing. And that's just that if you wouldn't have these other forces, that's the way it would be. So loss of, that's why every Shiva is on Hashem. Because on Hashem means, if he is a Shah, so then he's with Nei Hashem. He's with Nei Hashem, not because he's going to do anything for God, he's nothing. He means for himself, but himself, that is the perfection of God. That's the state of nature, isn't it? Him. Wherever he goes, God is there. And he seems to know it without knowing Kafis and him. It's impossible. So that's why he's a state of nature. Okay? So, what Yadu says is like this. You see, and this I want to emphasize this point. I know I always talk about it, but I think it's important. The main purpose of this year is really to prepare for the Yom Kodesh and Yom Adin. And I say this, that any, you see, you have to realize that every concept in Yom is totally different from anything else in any other religion or that people naturally think on their own, by their own emotions. And whenever we go wrong, it's because we don't recognize this fact and we associate alien ideas from the world or from other religions with what we do. Okay. Now, in tshuva itself, tshuva itself has nothing to do with a person. There's a kind of a repentance, what's called repentance. But tshuva is not really repentance. It's a different phenomenon altogether. Repentance means that the world means by repentance is a person did something wrong and they have a tremendous guilt attack and then they feel sorry. That's what they mean by repentance. But then, you see, in that frame of mind, there's two things, there's two sharp differentiations between that and the future. There what it is. The first major differentiation like that, something like that, what they call repentance, you see, is a reaction. You don't have to think about it. Doesn't require any thought. There's an automatic reaction. It does. It feels guilty and you get the answer. You say, so sorry. It feels bad enough, you know, change. But in Yadis, tshuva requires a lot of thought. It's not always the emotions tell you that you did something wrong. Sometimes the emotions tell you you did something very right. But the analysis of personality, after analysis, then you see you did something wrong. That's the tshuva by David Malach. Well, I was going on time, there's no problem. But Nassim and Navi came to him, he didn't know he wasn't aware. Nassim and Navi came to him, and he gave him a whole muscle, and he had to analyze the muscle, and he saw, and once he saw, yes, but that's what happened. But it required... It required analysis. You never have to explain it to us, you see? That is one major difference. That is one major difference. There's another difference. That's a very important difference. Because if we say that tshuva is not to be equated with what the world considers repentance, it's a very important thing. It means to say that this is something that's you have to be in a different state. As I mentioned when I started in high school, there's two states. Yadis is not happy with a person just being in an active state. That's no good. He's not always the active. He has to be able to withdraw, recoil, and to analyze, turn his mind's eye on his memory traces of what he did. The memory traces have to be analyzed. So he requires analysis. He requires talking. And a person has to decide whether he did right or wrong, not on the basis of whether he feels he did. Sometimes a person can feel he did something wrong. Think you told it. It was 100% the right thing to do. You see? And it could be a person because he felt terrible about something, didn't do something, didn't do a mitzvah. He has to be able to analyze and see that the right thing is and go against that emotion too. There is no proper attitude that will save a person, according to Yadis, from his performance. Only one thing is intelligence. That's one major difference. Repentance, or the world considers by repentance, means something that's an automatic thing. I feel I did something bad, and now I'm going to decide for what I did. That's the world out there. There's nothing to do with truth at all. This is just an emotional thing. Yadav demands that we use our intellect. That's it. There's never a big difference between what we consider truth and what the world considers repentance. And that's the follow. In the world's repentance, it's totally a subjective thing. Completely based upon the person. Either they repented or they didn't repent. That's it. I mean, there's nothing. You see, whether they're sinners or not is dependent upon whether they're in line with a certain attitude, a certain part of their nature. Either they are or not. You see? Okay? If they're in line, then they consider themselves to be good. Okay? In other words, what I'm trying to say is like this, that there is no objective reality in their intent. It's a totally subjective thing. It depends upon whether they're not, or let's say, for instance, a person is very old. A person supposed to be kind. Well, he wasn't kind. So now that's a bad thing. So now you have to be kind. Okay? But if a person was, let's say a person was ignorant or something, and he acted, because of his ignorance, he acted in line with his kindness. You see? So he wouldn't be considered, not considered anything wrong, because that's the best he could do, you see? That's it. There's no objective state. There's no objective state. In Yadis, there's a different concept in Shiva. Shiva means that there's an objective state for man. In other words, there's an objective state in which man functions the proper way. If I'm not in that objective state, it doesn't matter why I'm not there. But it means I'm not functioning properly. If it doesn't help me, it doesn't help. That's what the Rambam says in the Mo with regard to the Avdei Vadazara. So a person, for instance, that believes that God has emotions is worse than an Avdei Vadazara. As it seems to be, he's a very nice person. He wants to believe this way. It's not his fault, it's what he thinks. But the Rambam says this person is farther away from God than an Avdei Vadazara of the Goyener. Why? He says, the Rambam says, you'll tell me that this person is not his fault, he was raised this way. And he davens and he does everything that he can, and he's such a good person. I heard yesterday about somebody talking about an individual who learns Torah, and he decided he's not going to work, and he's fine from his brother. He's fine from his brother. So somebody asked me a shout out if it's considered gutter to help this person. So see what the Rambam says, the person decides that he's just going to be misfine from his brother. And he's going to sit in one chair, so the Rambam says this person loses this world, and he's covered more dots, and he's still looking for money, and he's and he loses all of my bar and everything. The Rambam just completely wipes out that whole place. Yeah. So, but there are people, as Buddha was explaining to me, that this person sincerely believes this is the right thing to do, and I believe it. I believe that it's true, that he sincerely thinks that this is the right thing to do. But that doesn't mean this person is not a chokah. Okay? Doesn't mean the person is not a chokah. He has a very unusual idea of faith. And you can't, I'm just going to emphasize what it is. What it is an objective state, which means to say a chokah is a person who has deviated from his nature, from his inherent nature. That's why shav means to return to your true nature. That's what it means. It's not to return to a point in history. It's to return to your true nature. So it doesn't matter even if a person is ignorant, you see. But like the Rambam says, and everybody says, I know what it is, what's wrong with him? He's away from the true ideas, he's away from God, he's far away from God. It doesn't matter what his intentions are, he's far away. So we, Klal Yisrael, has a different idea, it's a totally different idea that we want to make here, a different idea than repentance. There'd be nothing to repent for. A person who meant well, and most of the people in the world, that's all you have to do. If the person sincerely meant well, that's it. We hold that you could mean well and be a chote and a rasha and be like the old devil of Zari Mukhairis. That's our position. Whether we like it or not, a person likes it or not, that's the position of the other. There's no question about it. So, if that's the case, what we, our objective is not just to be good, what people consider to be good. Our objective is to be in reality. That's our objective. That our soul should be in a state of reality. That's the objective. And Shiva means when we use our intelligence, our chachma, to analyze our actions, analyze, go through, review our memory traces, and to see where we are. If we are in line with reality, or we're not in line with reality. Okay? That's basically what you heard. Now, what is the problem? Well, see, Yadis recognizes one thing. Yadis recognizes one thing about man. And that's why I want to mention, because, again, I always find people have a hard time doing Shiva because they don't understand what Shiva is. They think it's something else to say that they go, that they find the space for. But it's not. If you understand what it is, it's a different phenomenon. Well, Yadis says it like this. Yadis says something about man. says man by nature is a dichotomized individual. It's dichotomized. It means to say that he's drawn by different forces. And if you take a look at the Rambam in the, I believe it's the last page of the Shmona Prakam of the Rambam, where it talks about the different souls. A lot of people have a bit of a pair. There's the nutritive soul in man. Then he talks about, right? Oh, what is his soul? What is he getting at? What is he talking about? Oh, think of a simple thing, like a soul, a stomach, a fifth. What is all about? Nutritive and this and that. The answer is that Yadis was the first one to recognize, perhaps even today the only one, to recognize that man is a totally dichotomized individual in the sense that it's almost difficult to say where the eye is. Because he's drawn by different forces. He's different. He's like a structure, layers, stratas, different stratas. That's what he's made up of. You see? And these different forces, that's what the Moses wants to say. An Adam is a combination of a Bahim and a Malach. A Bahim and a Malach. It means to say that he is not one individual. He's drawn by different forces. If that's the case, you'll say he's not culpable at all. Because he's drawn with his own ideas. No one, you see? Well, where do we draw the line, though? How do we determine whether you want or not? Yadis has a way of doing it. What's the way? The way is Maisa. Maisa. I'll see that. Before a person does an action, many things can take place. He could think of the craziest ideas, craziest things. The different parts of his nature are always working. You see? But you see, the Gemara says, Machshav HaRoah, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzlach HaLemaisa. The person has an evil thought. God does not consider this to be an action. Nothing. See? Why? Because Yadus recognizes a lot of people, especially people like the control, what they try to do, they try to control their minds, control their Machshav. But it's not easy to express it. Not successful. It's not a demand. Yadus never demanded that. Yadus said, Machshav HaRoah, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzlach HaLemaisa, means even an evil intention. That means to say, a person will accept somebody doing wrong, and he decides he's going to go, he's going to really harm this person. Take me home, I'll take revenge. But then immediately he says, this is not the right thing to do. An hour later, he decides he's not going to do it, he wants you to do. It's not a matter of tshuva, the Machshav is nothing. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzlach HaLemaisa. Which means to say that Yadus recognize that this, that man is a dichotomized being, means there are different forces pulling on him, drawing on him at all times, and there's different parts of his makeup. These parts don't come into unification, they're not considered unified until he does an action. Until he does a Maisa. Okay? Once he does a Maisa, then you say, now we're ready, that's right. That's what you want. That's what you want. Not only by Maisa, strictly Maisa. The Rambam says not only Maisa, but for instance, Maisa doesn't necessarily mean a physical action. Maisa could be also that you decide your value. As far as your value is concerned, that's also considered a Maisa. You make up, this is my value, that's a Maisa. If you didn't make up, you're lured by this and by that. But, and you still got a Maisa in your heart. But if you make up, you decide what it is, then what? Then maybe that's it. Then that's it. You made a position. You're taking a position. Let's take a position. That's what the Rambam says. Whether you got the king, whether you got the Hisu, whether you got the Tavis of Amazir, all these things. A person takes a position. That's it. When you go to the Tavis, okay. You took a position. So, actually, until man takes a position, he's not considered a unified man. So, what is the concept of Shiva? What is the concept of Shiva? Shiva means that we recognize in our nature a defect that we are dichotomized. It's simply a recognition of the reality of the state of mind. Nothing more. It has to be this way. No, Shiva is a necessity. You can't imagine a person without Shiva gaining any kind of perception. It's totally impossible. What is the goal, really? The goal is that a person should be a Tanya. That's what I mentioned about Zonahina. Zonahina was not considered Tanya until Bishmira. They explained that as he was Bishmira. But what does he mean? Coming to Allah Hashem Al-Tah. Zonahina is a Tanya that mitzvah. It means he was a unified being. It means that all his emotions and all his energy was directed towards the truth and the good.
Okay.
Nothing else. So that is, I mean, a very high level. But that's a level that a person, most people can never reach fully. And even Shravan Mahuno, he didn't reach it until very late in his life. That's just one year old Gemara says he wasn't fulfilled on it. Even he didn't reach it until late in life. So it means to say, by nature, practically, every individual is dichotomy. And tshuva merely means that you have to be honest about that fact and recognize that there are alien factors in our nature, and unless we really analyze these factors and we understand them, you see, we don't understand, first of all, what we are, number one, we have no concept of what we are, and number two, there's no way that we can progress. It's completely impossible. That is really what tshuva is. Tshuva is a process, an intellectual process, in which we separate these different parts of our nature that drive us to different areas. And we return, by returning means we become, what does the Pasuk say? Gam mizegim chasol chavdecha. Ayin shimuzi. Oz eisam. What is eisam? Eyatonim. Tonim means then I'll be complete. That's the, I'll be a complete individual. But until that point, I can't be complete. Alright? Now what I want to say is like this. And I'll tell you, that the, that the whole essence of Yom HaKippur, see, what is Yom HaKippur? The truth of the matter is that to be able, for a person to be able to say, look, I have made an analysis of myself, and I can tell you that these are not the problems. Here's my zechios, and I just have to be choose on these the problem, and that's it. I'm a perfect individual. We know it's not possible. Not always the problem. As long as you're here, anyone short of that is just impossible. It's an impossibility. Mm-hmm. Even God and Noah. That's what God and Noah was inspired. So what can we do as individuals since we can't really perfect ourselves? Does that mean either we perfect ourselves or not? The answer is no. The answer is no. The answer is tefillah. Tefillah is a perfecting, even if a person is not, even insofar as a person doesn't receive. Now I don't want to get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that in Yom Kippur, that in 2 days from today, you don't have to do tshuva. That would not only be wrong, it would be violating all Yom Kippur. What I'm saying is like this. The halacha is, what is Yom Kippur after? What is Yom Kippur after? Me too, Yom Kippur is after one thing. It's after a Ritzu Hagavah. That's what Yom Kippur is after. Ritzu. A state of Ritzu Hagavah means that we find favor in God's eyes. That's what we're trying to do. Ritzu Hagavah. Ritzu Hagavah, that's why a carbon, what is a carbon? What's the essence of a carbon? It's Ritzu. It's Ritzu. That's what the Gemara says, that the well, the whole idea. In the Piyut, my mega Kohen Gadol, the place on the base, Kochei Kadashim, the Leaf Fega. How happy was the Kohen Gadol when he came out of the base, Kochei Kadashim? And the whole rumpus that they made, all the Piyut, the Oal, the Mintach, and all these analogies, the allegories of Adam Kohen Gadol, how that was to see such a thing, what a phenomenon it was to see. The rest of our friends used to cry when he got to that part of the Piyut. Because he felt it, how he missed the seeing such a phenomenon, what a phenomenon it was. To be able to partake of the Kedushas HaYom of Yom HaKippurim with the Kohen Gadol and the Beis HaMikdash and all the Korbanos. Why? What was the big answer? Because he knew there was Ritzu. Ritzu. We don't know what Ritzu is. We don't have such a knowledge. We don't know what Ritzu is. We're mispowered for Ritzu. Ritzu requires truth. So what I want to say is this. That with regard to Yom HaKippurim, what is our objective on Yom HaKippurim? Our objective is not, it would be arrogant on our part to say we have X amount of chatayim, we're coming before God, we're going to just do two on these chatayim, boom, now we're finished, that's it. Now God has to forgive us and there's nothing more to it. It's a simple thing, simple formula. No, it's not true. It's not true. No one could say such a thing. Nobody could say such a thing. It would be totally arrogant. All we could ask for on Yom HaKippurim is that we should act in a way, we should reach a space and a level that we should find reaching before the all-knowing God, and we should be realistically in a state that we deserve the reason. That's what the Yigina Midas are. What is the Yigina Midas? The Yigina Midas is, Arashem, Arashem, Kerech Nechon, what did God tell Moshe Rabbeinu? He told him of this. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, if it was a matter of just doing Shuvah, not doing Shuvah, he wouldn't have had any problem. But the answer is, it's not such a simple thing. Shuvah, when we say Shuvah, we don't mean just to refrain from doing something that we emotionally feel is bad to do. That's a childish thing. That's the Umas Olam, that's what they think. We have a deeper idea. Our idea is a different idea, that a man is in a certain stance, in a certain realistic relationship to God, and he wants to be sure that his position in reality is defined properly, so that he can continue to exist in the best possible way. And for that he can't know. He can't know. Even David Melech can't know. As David Melech said, we have to ask God that this, to be asking, the fact that we recognize that we are in such a state, that is something which we know brings reason. That's what it means. When you say Hashem, Hashem, Terechem, Chaim, what does it mean? Yeah, of course a person has to do tshuva. And if a person doesn't do tshuva, by the way, there is no reason. There is no reason. It's impossible. If you don't do tshuva, there is no reason. But it doesn't mean to say that if you do tshuva, that only those chatoyim that you do tshuva on are nimcha. Because there are many things you don't know about. Many things you don't know about. And many things we don't do tshuva on, and many things a person isn't capable at that point in his life of doing tshuva on. He can't do it. So a person, like the Rav Nathan said, we're 15 kippers, 1 year kippers. It means to say that a person, it would be absurd to say a person can in one shot just spend his whole life with these things and all of hers, and you know, it's all a 15 kippers, it's not a gummer, it's impossible. We know it's impossible. The tzukim in the Torah tells us that it's wrong to do such a thing. The glory is still exposed to hell. If a person flies too quickly to change himself, he has to fail. He has to fail. It's a process. A process of growth. Over 70 years that a person grows and improves himself. It's not one nice thing. You're not such a thing of it again. You're dealing with the state of the soul, which takes tremendous amount of work to change. You're not such a thing. So what are we doing in the interim? What are we doing in the interim? In the interim, we're far away from God. I mean, we're far away. What's the answer? Because the answer is, if you say you're giving me the son of God, it means to say that if you recognize the idea that God is a Melachim, is a Melachim on his soul, that recognition itself is that was the answer that Moshe Rabbeinu received on Har Sinai. What was the answer? The answer was, if they just recognize that they're a dichotomized personality, if they just recognize the state, if they recognize what they are as people, and they recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melachim, if a person is a Yishlov, that recognition itself, the recognition of the state, is a Mahatma. You see, is itself a Mahatma. Of course, if a person is not a Yishlov, if he doesn't do tshuva together with that recognition, there's no way that he could have a default. That's what I'm saying. Atzma Shulman is from Mahatma, it's a Yishlov. Because he doesn't achieve it, means that he's declared, means to say that he's, that's God, he's not going to show, but he's not going to do it. That's not good. But if he is assured that he actually does tshuva, and insofar as his tshuva is limited, because the person who doesn't have an eye, as we know, Yami Zedem Chasofa, before, Ministerius Nakani, the Shkias Miyavim, which we don't know, the cultural personality we're not even aware of. We don't know. Yeah, but that's it. That's it. That's exactly the tiyat that we mentioned. There is a basin of the fountain. Why not a kaitana alecha? Why cover the sun? Why do the mile away? That's the sun. God loves the moon. That's the kai atzim tzatim any chadani. That's the tzatim the lemon tzat. That's the chayt alacham nisuf. What is it saying here? It's saying the that's it. It's saying the recognition of vidu that you must say in the tefillah. What is the vidu in the tefillah? Tshuva person has to be an individual. Tshuva person has to be an individual. But the Zidu in the Tefillah is simply the recognition
of the fact that he uses dichotomized personality, then it should be followed with an attitude. But not, then it means the whole thing's not sensible. It doesn't apply to him, of course. But what we are looking for in Yom HaKippur in his life is not that you are Tshuva, you're going to be Yom HaKippur. That's arrogance. No! You don't know what Tshuva is even. Whatever you know, try to do the best you can. And we try to use our intellect, so a certain amount of Chachma that God gave us and that we've been able to acquire, insofar as that amount we have, yes. But we realize that that amount is very small. Very small, especially with regard to understanding our own nature. That recognition, this recognition itself, is what brings about the nature. What brings about the nature. So basically, that's why it's like this. That's why the first question we asked was, how is it possible? Why don't we say the Benini is what? He has 50-50. So we say that if he did tshuva, then he's Nimcha. And we say if he did a mitzvah, then it will tip the scale the other way. The answer is because the Zadin is his personal account. That's the Zadin. He can't do that too. You can't tip the scale up. This is too late. The Zadin takes personal account. And there's only one. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the Kotel Chesed. He's not the Kotel Chesed. When? Only if the Gavra, not if he's, only if the Gavra, if the Gavra is a Shah, if the Gavra is a Shah, then there's Yitzhak. And then he's not the Kotel Chesed. If the Gavra is not a Shah, you can't do one mitzvah, it's not going to help you. You do 100 mitzvahs, one help you. He requires, he has to be a Gavra that's Shah. And that's why Yom Kippur, that's what the Gemara says, that when do you start the, if the mitzvah was to do tshuva and kippur, I'm going to do tshuva and kippur now, that's it. I set myself out and I have to have a good year. If that was it, all there was to it, then you wouldn't have to start before Yom Kippur. What if that's going to differ? On Yom Kippur, plenty of time to do tshuva, you have 25 hours. So what's the answer? The answer is you have to be a shav when Yom Kippur arrives. Why must it be the God of the shav? The answer is, Ritzel. What we look for in Yom Kippur is Ritzel. If you look for Ritzel, then Tefillah is important. Tefillah is important. Understanding the concept of God, how he relates to man, that God is changes the Zadim, and the Lachim changes the Zadim after the Chait. You see, these ideas that the Torah teaches us, that Moshe received at our Sinai from God, the philosophical ideas, the metaphysical ideas, by thinking about those ideas, by understanding them and understanding how we relate to God, this makes us worthy of Yitzchak. This is all a part of Yitzchak. The human needs is part of Yitzchak. Being a service is part of Yitzchak. Recognizing the nature of our existence, that we're nothing, that basically we have, there's two things in the Piyuta. One thing in the Piyuta you have is all Shvachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another thing is the Piyuta of the Melech Elyon Melech Avion. Melech Elyon Melech. What is Melech Elyon Melech Avion? It means to say that we recognize that we have a crazy arrogance. Which means to say we have a certain fantasy. Sometimes we feel that we're immortal and things will go on forever. We don't recognize our temporal nature of our temporal existence. We become Melech Edna. Melech Edna. Now everybody has a part of his nature is the Melech Edna. The Melech Edna prevents the Melech Edna. The recognition of that brings about research, you see. So what we ask for in Yom HaKippur, and that's why all the Piyutim and all the Tzivos, Tshuva, everything, it all has one objective, the Kabbonis, the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Kedoshim. The Kabbonis is all one purpose. What's the purpose? Ritzel. The essence of the Kedushas of Yom Yuri is Ritzel. Tshuva is an integral part of the whole scene of Ritzel. That is not the only phenomena. And it can't be the only phenomena, because that would mean the person is completely arrogant. He thinks he's going to be a Tshuva. He knows everything about himself. And then he's sort of, that's what he's So that's why the Gemara says, that the different, what are the slichas? The slichas are really a recognition of what our nature is. But the Gemara says, that's it. That's the essence of them, that's it. And you've mentioned. Of course, you're supposed to follow, the Gemara doesn't give the formula for the Yachid, because everybody's supposed to follow his own formula and do tshuva after
On a verse that he has done during with him, that he's aware of, that he knows of, that he's capable of being a shofar and a mizvada, or you know, kapov mechakov, if he removes himself from his averus, then he has to do a ma'aseh teshuva. He's followed by ma'aseh teshuva. But to think of the ma'aseh teshuva as being the sole. The sole determinant, this is going to be the thing that is going to ensure a good Zadim, that is one. The yes, please. That's what Gemara says, that when they saw the Lashon Zahus change white by the base of Migdash, of an ace, that then they knew that they were Hitler. After the Avodah Shemayim, when they saw the Hitler. You mention it once and that's it. That's what it does.